Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I always figure for a nice guy, you never cause me no trouble.
Pedro Fernandez.
My advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, we're talking the weekend wrap, folks. Boxing, MMA, we got it going on for the next hour. We'll bring in the King, Kyle Kingsbury, Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury, the light heavyweight UFC contender. We'll talk UFC, of course, emanating from Sweden, a sold-out house, but the favorite guy, the house guy, Alexander Gustafsson, he wasn't there. He got cut, but yet the show went on. Sold out house. People had a good time. We'll talk about the results. Of course, we've got UFC on Fox TV, April the 20th. We've got the UFC, the Ultimate Fighter Championship, of course, going down. Man, the longest reality TV series in history. Talking about the Ultimate Fighter. Of course, in the main event, Scotty Jorgensen taking on Uriah Faber. Of course, Uriah, the California kid, looking good here from Sacramento, California, to win against Scotty Jorgensen. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We got it going on in the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. And, of course, the Facebook thing is happening all the time, facebook.com. Using the slash Ring Talk. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and get it. We are the longest-running fight show in history. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs only on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Say big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sent to go.
Mike,
Domi, and Guida.
Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get him the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard
and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, my God! They killed Kenny!
Check in 12 minutes past the hour. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. USC on Fuel TV 9, live from Stockholm, Sweden on Fuel TV. Yesterday, of course, Fuel TV about to sort of get pushed aside as far as the USC is concerned. Of course, Fox Sports 1. Starts, and I believe that's going to be August 17th. So big things happening as far as television is concerned in the world of the Ultimate Fighting Championships because not too many people get Fuel TV. Anyway, last night, Jugar Masawi beat Alar Latafi. Of course, Latafi was the last-minute substitute for Alex Gustafsson. Gustafsson, the once-beaten Swede, of course, 6'4", 6'5". He's going to be in John Jones's face before you know it if John Jones beaets, and he's expected to, Chael Sonnen. Of course, that's late in April, the next big USC event. Ryan Couture, remember him? Well, maybe not. Maybe you know his father, Randy Couture. That's right. He fights at 155 pounds. Ryan Couture stayed with the UFC when his father went off and signed with the Bellator Fighting Championships. But guess what? Didn't do that well. Got stopped. 345, round number two. I'm talking about Ross Pearson beating Ryan Couture. So Ryan Couture, maybe all name. Who knows? Anyway, those are some of the big fights. Of course, that was USC from Sweden, $2.5 million house. Gustafsson not on the card. I guess he was there signing autographs. Big deal. If I'm paying that kind of money, I want to see the main guy. I think they should have canceled this card. I think they should have came back at a later date. But evidently, it was a success. I was wrong. They made their money. Who am I to say anything? I guess not much. But the bottom line is, I wouldn't have been happy had I bought a ticket for to see Gustafsson in action, and he wasn't fighting. Okay, I don't know what the refund policy was. Anyway, the bottom line is Jugar Masawi, he probably would have got lit up like a White House Christmas tree against the famous Swede. And speaking of Swedes, Swedish is going to be all the talk of Scandinavia as far as boxing is concerned. We've got boxers that are coming from Sweden now in Norway and Scandinavia. Combat sports taking over what was considered like the most nonviolent part of the world, Sweden. You know, Denmark and Norway. But fighters are taking over, and fighters are coming back, and Gustafsson will be the biggest draw in the history of Swedish sports. Mark my words, the biggest draw in the history of Swedish sports in history. The Bellator Fighting Championships, they work from Tampa, Florida. Thursday night, of course, they air on Spike TV, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. The light heavyweight tournament final, Emmanuel Newton. That's right, the winner. Michael Zayat's not a big winner. Unanimous loser, 29-28 across the board. Of course, Newton, the guy that knocked out King Mo. Boom, one punch, backhand punch, that was it. Bottom line is, Newton's a good fighter. Newton's not a great fighter. And Zayat, I thought, was a good fighter, but didn't look all that great against Newton. But that might have been the competition. Of course, Spike TV and the other crew, I think this is it for the season. They'll come back in a few weeks. But, you know, they're running these shows. They're running them week after week. And you got to say to yourself, you know, they've got some darn good fighters. They just do. I mean, I'm impressed, and you have to be impressed when you watch these fighters week in and week out. So Bellator Fighting Championships, Bjorn Rebn, you got to give him props. He probably deserves Promoter of the Year awards already. We're only in, what, April? Yeah, he probably does, because the shows he's put on Spike TV, they've been good. They've been conclusive. There have been a lot of knockouts. Some people say the matchmaking hasn't been that great, but I say, you know what? Who cares? These have been great, great, great fights. A welterweight qualifier, that's 170 pounds, Luis Melo beat Troy Houston with a submission, an arm triangle choke that was in the third round, 1 minute 9 seconds. So, and the lightweight, another lightweight tournament final, David Rickles defeated Saad Awad with a TKO and strikes. That was round number two. They stopped it at the end of the round. So good night for Bellator. Look forward to the Bellator fight cards coming back soon live. And, of course, you can catch the tapes. They'll be running a lot of tape shows on Spike TV. And, of course, Spike TV, their 10 p.m. slot, of course, that follows the TNA wrestling slot. And, of course, speaking of TNA wrestling, I want to mention this. Ric Flair's son had a bad drug problem, always did. He liked that black tar heroin. I mean, he just did. And that's the reason why he didn't make it in the WWE. He's only 25 years old. He's a decent wrestler. With that type of name, he should have been able to, you know, call his shots in the world of professional wrestling, being Ric Flair's son. But the bottom line is he couldn't. He had just got done working a good schedule in Japan, and he died, the 29th? Sad, sad thing, but that black tar heroin. You know, Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, my buddy, of course, he's got the Wrestling Observer Newsletter radio show that he started right here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Of course, that's 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays. But he said that black tar heroin is the hardest drug in the world to kick. Well, I've been a police officer, and I've worked inside a jail as a correctional officer as well. And I can tell you this, that he's wrong. That's right. The great Dave Meltzer marked this day on the calendar, for he is wrong. For the first time, and probably the only time in his life, or like Muhammad Ali would say, the onlyest time, because tobacco is harder to kick than heroin. Having worked in a jail, I watch guys go round and round on tobacco and round and round on heroin. They can kick heroin, crack, speed, you name it, wasn't a problem, but they couldn't kick cigarettes. Just couldn't kick it. The Ultimate Fighter coming up next Saturday, of course, that's on FX Cable, Uriah Faber, the California kid, 27-6, taking on Young Guns, Scott Jorgensen. Scotty Jorgensen, 14-6. Scotty's coming in at 5'4". These guys will weigh 135 pounds, but Scotty's coming in at 5'4". Uriah's 5'6", 2 inches in height, a little bit in reach. That's going to be a good fight, but I've got to go with the California kid. He is he's the best in his division, with the exception probably of the champion. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, it's no shame in being number two. And, of course, Uriah's not going to drop down another 10 pounds and go to 125 and fight a flyweight. This thing at bantamweight, that's a bit of a stretch for him as it is. But right now, he's beginning to struggle to come down in weight, because what happens is you get yourself to a certain weight, and then you realize you've got to start cutting weight. And I used to get myself down to about 145, 144 pounds, and I would have to cut those last 3 or 4 pounds sometimes to make 139 or 140. It was just that tough, okay? But Faber, he told me he's almost got to cut off an arm in order to do so. So bottom line is, you know, he's going to be getting it on. That's on the Ultimate Fighter card. You want to see this card because, you know, it's going to be it as far as the Ultimate Fighter is concerned, the TV series. What is this, the 17th finale? Uriah Faber in the main event, Scotty Jorgensen the opponent, Misha Tate, 13-3, taking on Kat Zagano, 7-0. Pretty good-looking chicks there. That's a good idea. Putting good-looking girls on UFC cards. Dana, you finally come into the 21st century. Travis Brown on the card taking on Gabriel Gonzaga. Gonzaga was once thought to be quite a threaded heavyweight. Just never materialized. 242 pounds. Travis Brown, though, what stands out here is he's 6'7". 13-1-1 is his record. He'll weigh about 255 pounds. Cole Miller and Bart Palazowski is on the card. Those guys are fighting at 145 pounds. No big thing there. Justin Lawrence and Daniel Pineda. Sam Cecilia, Maximo Blanco. Of course, this is part of the USC card. USC, the Ultimate Fighter, getting down Tuesday nights, usually. But no, this is it. This is like the finale. It's going down Saturday night, April 13th. If you watched it on Tuesday nights, you've enjoyed a great, great run. This is a great run. We're having to see John Jones and Chael Sonnen go tooth and tooth and back and forth and jive and You know, that's been sort of good. That'll lead up to the pay-per-view in late April. No question about that. They'll use that to hype it up. But Uriah Faber and Scott Jorgensen, you got to figure Faber licks him like a stamp. Guess who was in action this past weekend? Friday night, Christine Santos. She's changed her name now. She's Christiani. Okay. Chris Cyborg Santos, of course, the steroid freak that she was, having been convicted, caught by the California State Athletic Commission, returning from a suspension and mopping the floor with Fiona Muxlow, a TKO of 3 minutes and 46 seconds of round number one. She's strong, but guess what? She hasn't got the skill level when it comes to judo that Ronda Rousey has. So I'm going to say Ronda is the pick over her. Of course, Christine or Christiani, whatever she wants to call herself, I'll call her Santos, okay? She wants to fight at 145. Ronda's a champion at 135. If she wants the big money fight, guess what, baby? You're going to have to lose the weight. You're going to have to cut off the weight. That's just the way it is. Trim your hair off, shave your head, do whatever you need to do. Get down to 135 because this tactic you have of fighting for three fights over in this Evicta, and that's what this was this past Friday night, the Evicta Fighting Championships, and they did her first pay-per-view. It's her fifth card ever. So it's pretty good. I mean, I'm happy the fact that there are other people in pay-per-view. I'm happy the fact that there are women involved, you know, like this atomweight champion, Jessica Penny, and Michelle Waterson. They duked it out. But Michelle Penny, she's only 105 pounds, okay? And she's got a little tiny nose that looks like it's going to get broken, or it has been a few times, but it's going to get broken. When you look at her next to the ring card girl standing on the stage there, you can realize who's a fighter and who is the ring card girl. No question about that. But Santos, big deal. She was a winner. But Michelle Waterson did defeat Jessica Payne, a submission that was an armbar at 220 of round number four. Of course, they fight in championship fights in the world of MMA. It's usually 5 5-minute rounds. In the preliminary fights or title elimination fights, it's 3 5-minute rounds. But if you have a television main event, they usually push that up to 5 5-minute rounds as well. These are all women. Barb for short, Harnchek defeated Vanessa Portillo's unanimous nod on points. That was 125 pounds. That is the flyweight division. Julia Budd beat Molly Estes with submission. Rear naked choke, 107, round number three. That was at 145 pounds. This is a good card. I think this idea of all women fighting in MMA is great. I do, because they, you know, women bring it. They deliver, man. They come and they bring it. Speaking of women, guess what I'm going to be talking about in the next segment? I'll bring in King Kyle Kingsbury of the USC, and we're going to talk about transgender fighters. Guess who's against it? Renee Richards. Who's that? How about Richard Raskin? Who's that? You'll find out after the break right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I love the way that you walk, the way that you talk.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $180,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
Greco on top here. Oh, goodness! It is all over! Whoa! Brendan Schaub gets a Greco Krokop!
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Guess what? People are starting to get upset about Fallon Fox. Who's Fallon Fox? Fallon Fox is a man. She was born a man, and then she had a sex change operation. Now she wants to fight as a female, and she's had a couple of fights down there in Florida. So they're stressing out over this. I'm talking about the chicks that are fighting her. And guess who's come out against her being able to fight women? Renee Richards. Who's that? She was born Richard Raskin. Okay? She was a doctor, and she was a pretty fair tennis player as a male, and that was in the 50s, the 60s, something like that. And then in the 70s, you know, she had this sex change operation. She came back and she played tennis for a while. And although she was stronger than the female, her female counterparts, she was slow and old. So they were able to move around the court. It wasn't a problem, okay? But she is against Fallon Fox being able to fight women. Now, Aliana Jones, I believe, has agreed to fight her in her next fight, knowing very well that the woman was born a man. I don't think it's fair. I think that I'm the most liberal person in the world when it comes to people that are gay or bisexual or lesbians or transgender, all that kind of stuff. I got no problem with that at all, okay? But I do have a problem with men fighting women. I don't know if my next guest is going to have a problem with that, but Kyle, what do you think of that? You there, Kyle? Hello. I'm not hearing Kyle. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Dan Severin, he's retired. Remember him? He was one of the UFC pioneers, folks. Of course, he was a amateur wrestler, did some pro wrestling for a while. And at the end of the day, he's decided he was going to hang it up. And you know what? No, not going to put it. He's really a great guy, just a good human being to be around. And he talked about guys that could have made it in the world of MMA that did wrestle professionally. Lou Thesz, the great Lou Thesz, Kurt Angle, Dr. Death, Steve Williams, guys like that he thought would make it, would have made it big time in the world of the current UFC and MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. King Kyle Kingsbury, you in the house?
Yes, I am.
How the heck are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Sorry for dropping you there, Pedro.
That's okay. Now, what do you think? Now, Renee Richards, I don't know if you know who she was, but she was born Richard Raskin. She was born a man. She had a sex change operation and came back to play pro tennis, but she was so old and slow in her late 40s that it really didn't matter, and chicks were beating her. But she doesn't think that women should, you know, guys that have had sex change operations like this Fallon Fox should be able to fight women. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, there's no reason that anybody should be able to fight women that started off as a man. I don't care what hormones they take now to try to make up for the fact that they're a man. They still have man insides. They still have man strength, and that's not going to go away.
You know, and everybody's copping to that, and everybody's willing to admit it, and yet the Florida Athletic Commission is going to evidently sanction this. They did not know when they had the first two fights that she was formerly been a male, and neither did her opponents. I mean, I think she's won two first-round stoppages in like, lightning-fast style, and why not? You know, you've got somebody pouncing on a woman, and I know women are great athletes, Kyle, you and I know that, but, you know, when you get a 145-pound woman against a 145-pound man, chances are the man's going to win most of the time unless the woman is Ronda Rousey, right?
Whole different ball game. It's exactly right.
Evidently, she was throwing Uriah around a little bit, huh?
Well, Uriah's just a little guy. You know, he's only 135-er, so I would imagine that's the case.
Yeah, well, no, I don't know, man. Everybody she gets in the... She plays around with, she ends up, like, just outshining him. So here's my tip to you. Don't do judo with her.
She's just an amazing level, high-level athlete, and she can do things so technically that it doesn't matter if you have a little bit of extra strength. Technique will always beat strength when it's close.
Okay. The Bellator Fighting Championships, of course, this season looks like it's run its course. They'll be coming back with some tape shows, and they'll come up with another live series. But I think they've done well.
It was done very well. I've really enjoyed this season, and I'm happy that they're on Spike. It's good for the sport.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because it's just cool. And somebody said to me, well, you know, a lot of the fights have ended in stoppages and this and that, a good percentage of them. Well, you know, that's what people want to see. I hate to say it, but people don't want to see people grappling for, you know, for an extremely long amount of time. They want to see results. They want to see climactic finishes.
Yeah, and even you talk about grappling. People don't mind seeing the submission victory. You know, it's the thing they mind is a guy just working for position the whole time and not going for submissions. But everybody's been active, whether it's been on the ground or standing, and that's why you're seeing these finishes, in addition to some, questionable matchups, but definitely because these guys are working for the finish.
Okay. I talked about the USC legend, the veteran Dan Severn, retiring. Finally, he says he's done. He's never going to fight again. But, he told me that he wrestled The Rock once. Speaking of The Rock, I think they're doing that WrestleMania thing today. I'm going to predict 1.3 million buys as far as pay-per-view is concerned, which will be a record as far as Vince McMahon and his clown organization is concerned. But Severn was saying that Luthez, Kurt Angle, Dr. Death, Steve Williams, these professional wrestlers could have done well as MMA guys as well as The Rock. Can you think of any other pro wrestlers that would have made the crossover well?
No, I'm not sure. Nobody off the top of my head, but all those guys sound like they'd be great. I know back in the old school pro wrestling, like before I was getting into the Hulkamania era, just before I was born, I know a lot of those guys came from amateur wrestling backgrounds and had competed, not at the Olympic level, but with those guys, the Olympians, and continued to train with them throughout their career. So they had, you know, quite a deal more of real-world experience in wrestling than the guys of today do.
Hmm. Good enough. We're talking with King Kyle Kingsbury, folks. Kyle, USC on Fox, of course, the 20th going down. First of all, Scotty Jorgensen is not going to be much of a challenge for Uriah Faber, is he?
No, I don't think so at all. And I like Scotty Jorgensen. He's a good guy, but he's kind of one of those guys that's just he's standing in place. He's not really improving much in the last few fights that I've seen him fighting.
Okay. Now, the 20th, of course, going down to your neck of the woods, Silicon Valley. Benson Henderson, the beast, and he is a beast, going up against Gilbert Melendez. Gilbert is tough. Gilbert is rugged. Gilbert is the former Strikeforce champion. But I don't know if Gilbert is at the level of Benson Henderson. Gilbert has a lot to prove here, doesn't he?
Gil has a lot to prove, rather. And as a Bay Area guy, I should back him more than I do. But like you said, I just think there's a whole level he's going to step up against. I think a lot of guys in the UFC's top 10 at lightweight would go through Gilbert, but, you know, coming in and going against the very best of the best, I think it's going to be pretty lopsided.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, of course, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We air every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. But wait, this is Sunday. Yeah, we air Saturday and Sunday. Let me finish. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We do 1 hour of boxing, 1 hour of MMA, and then on Sunday, the show that you're listening to right now, we do the Weekend Wrap. That's right, boxing and MMA on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Worldwide.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free. The shipping is free. And there is absolutely no sales pitch. Just the facts. Sent directly to you in the mail, this free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision.
Call 800-287-8013 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-287-8013. This is a first-come, first-served offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt information kit. 800-287-8013. Call now. 800-287-8013.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
Mouth that roared, Chael Sonnen. Light heavyweight challenger, of course, April 27th, UFC 159. John Jones, the champion, who just announced he's getting married to Jesse Moses, the mother of three of his children. He, of course, is the UFC 205-pound light heavyweight champion, 17-1. Chael Sonnen, 28-12. Don't let the record deceive you. He's not a, how can I put this? The record in MMA, he lost a lot of fights early on. He's resurrected his career. He's on a bit of a roll lately. And, of course, he is the guy that said yes when Dana White came asking for an opponent for John Jones last year. Of course, that's when Dan Henderson got hurt. Bottom line is, Chael Sonnen, big mouth, loudmouth guy, gets a lot of stuff done because he is the heel right now in the world of the UFC. Michael Bisping and Alan Belcher on the card as well. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest. Kyle, it looks like the UFC is going back to Boston on Fox Sports 1, that new channel they're going to put together. It's going to go down April the 17th. I guess this is the first time Dana's going to be able to go back to Boston and not have to worry about Whitey Bulger.
That's right. He definitely, for a long time, those are the rumors. He wasn't allowed back in the town.
Yeah, I'm going to expand on the rumors a little bit. Here's what's up, and Dana sort of confirmed a lot of what I'm about to say. Whitey Bulger was a gangster that just got arrested about a year ago in California. He had like $1 million stashed in the walls of his house. He had all these guns. He was a famous mob guy to Boston. And they came to Dana when he was running an amateur boxing gym back there, I think in East Boston. They said, we want $2,500 a month for protection money. And Dana says, I couldn't give you $25 a month, let alone $2,500. I just don't have it. And evidently that was the thing that sort of got Dana to leave Boston and moved him to Las Vegas. And without Whitey Bulger, there would be no UFC.
That's right. It's amazing how things fall into place.
Think about that, Kyle. Without Whitey Bulger, there would be no UFC. Dana would have never made it to Vegas, and the relationship with the Fertittas would have never probably came to fruition.
Very true.
You know, but this is good. This Fox Sports thing, this Fox Sports card, Fox Sports 1, this new channel they're putting together, it's going to have all the grab of Spike and NBC Sports. I mean, it'll have it all, so that's going to be good because you feel TV. I don't know if you were able to catch that card last night, but it was tough.
I could not watch it. I'm trying to find it now, and we've talked about that before, and I fought on Fuel, and it's a nightmare trying to get fans and sponsors to jump on board when you know, you just don't have the viewership that you do on pay-per-view or FX.
Well, how do you think Weidman felt last year scoring that huge win over Mark Munoz? Huge win, where he was the underdog and still undefeated, never taken off his feet, and he got no play on that because nobody saw it.
Yeah, if that fight was on FX, that would have got him a title shot, in my opinion. But because nobody saw it, no hype, no build-up, no title shot.
Yeah, but let's give him a fight or two. I know they're talking about him for challenging Anderson Silva next, but give him a fight or two because, you know, he's only got, I think, 11 fights or something like that. But he's never been taken off his feet, Kyle. Why is it he's never been taken off his feet? Cormier says it's going to stay that way. Why would Cormier come out and say something like that, Daniel?
He has incredible wrestling for MMA, you know, and there's been great wrestlers that just haven't been able to transition their style to something that works when striking's involved. But Weidman has, I mean, did you see how many times he took down Munoz? And Munoz was a national champion in Division I wrestling. So it's just something where it really transfers across all parts of the game, and it's incredible. And he's able to stick guys and keep them on the mat as well. These guys aren't popping back to their feet once he gets them down. He's got an incredible grappling game.
And he's mean. I mean, he looks like a choir boy, you know, cause he's got no cuts on him or anything. Like, he looks like a nice, clean choir boy, but not really. I watched him get in that ring. If I was the only guy, I want to brag and boast about this. I got to. I was the only guy on press row that picked him to beat Munoz. Everybody else picked the other guy. And, like, I thought I was the odd man out, and I'm saying to myself, man, you know, maybe you need to take another look at this fight. And, no, right from the get-go, it was all about Weidman. So I was right, and they were wrong. And Weidman looks like he can challenge Anderson Silva. Silva getting long in the tooth. Eventually, Silva's teeth are going to get too long. His hair is going to get too gray, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's only getting older. He's not getting any younger, but you talk about aging like fine wine. I don't know of anybody that's aged as well as he has.
Good point there. But there's a new kid on the horizon. There can't be two world middleweight champions. These guys are going to have to hook it up probably before the end of the year. And, you know, Weidman's going to be a live underdog against him.
He's going to be a good underdog bet against him. I'll tell you that right now. A really good underdog bet.
Looking at some of the TV ratings that come in, I want to mention this, and while I've got Kyle on the line, Bellator's averaging about 750,000 homes after the Impact Wrestling on Thursday nights. If they had a better time slot, they might do a little bit better. But this is good. I think 750,000 homes is good. Some of the boxing cards of late on NBC Sports would do it like 200,000 homes, so they're realizing that there's more homes in MMA. MMA has got boxing in the rearview mirror right now.
I think so, for the most part. If you talk show for show,
you know, with exception to the Floyd Mayweather fights, the Manny Pacquiao fights, and some of the other big name guys, there's really not a whole lot of boxers left carrying the sport.
Hmm. Ric Flair's son. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. I didn't hear how he died.
Well, here's what's up. The kid had a bad problem with black tar heroin. And black tar heroin, when I was a cop, it crippled a lot of people. It OD'd a lot of people out in San Francisco's Hunters Point District. It was just that strong, that devastating, and it was very, very addictive. And he had a Jones with that. He had a problem with that. That's why he never became the WWE star. He had a tryout with them. He was supposed to go with them, and then he got in some trouble. They said, WWE said, I don't think so. So he went over to Japan, did his thing over there for about a couple of years, and he learned his trade, and he came back, and his dad was trying to get him together. And then the 29th of March, dad went to knock on the door of his hotel room, and guess what? He's dead.
Man, that's terrible.
25 years old.
Wow.
You know, and that's got to be a tough thing for a parent, man. Yeah, I keep mentioning this time and time again. But that's got to be a real tough thing as a parent to sit there. I mean, not only to have your child die before you, but to have your child die in your hands.
Yeah, I mean, no way you can prep for that. And I can't even begin to act like I understand it. You know, I wouldn't know what would happen to me if I ever had to experience something like that.
Okay, so what's happening with you? Are you training? You looking to get back in the octagon? Are you cleared? Are you going to come back? What's going on?
I'm cleared for the most part. I got to get one more MRI on the eye to make sure that the sinus cavity hasn't been closed off and that there's no blood building in it, that everything's draining properly. But all in all, I feel good. I'm training a lot of groundwork, trying to get my brown belt in jiu-jitsu. So, you know, things are looking up. Things are looking up. And there's definitely a possibility for a return in early 2014.
Cormier talking about weighing 235. What is he? Was he carrying like nickels in his pocket or rolls of pennies? He got cement in his shoes or what's going on? He's not going to weigh 235 pounds, is he?
Yeah, you know, he's been like 244 between fights when he's out of shape. And then as he leans down, 238 for a lot of his fights. And he's getting more and more lean as he's starting to make that transition and think about light heavyweight division. But he's been 232, 233, 234, 235. Different weeks, you know, and just kind of depends on what he's eating. But he's right in that range right now.
Hmm. So Frank Mir's going to have a lot of size on him. Is it going to boil down to technique over size?
I think so, and it really does come down. I mean, Daniel's a very hard guy to submit. You're not going to take him down. So the whole grappling aspect is up to him. And I think he could even take Mir down and not worry about getting submitted just because of the fact that he's just so short and small. It's hard to choke a guy like that. It's hard to armbar or kimura a guy with such short limbs.
Hmm. Does Chael Sonnen present a challenge for John Jones, or is he just all mouth?
I think he's all mouth. As much as I love Chael, as much as I want to see him do good against Jones and make it a fight, I think Jones is just way too many weapons, and he's completely bitten off more than he can chew.
Hmm. Good enough. Kyle, all the best to you. Say hello to your lovely girlfriend. I thank you so much for your time, and I know I take your time, take her time when I take you away from her, so I apologize.
she doesn't mind. She likes her alone time. Much appreciated, Pedro.
Much respect. King Kyle, folks, of course, the light heavyweight contender of the UFC, looking to come back in early 2014. Now we switch gears. We talk about the sport of boxing. Of course, not a whole lot happened except for Brian Valoria lost the flyweight championship over in Macau. You know, I talked about that Macau on my website, ringtalk.com, the fact that I'm the one that did the first boxing match in Macau. Yeah, in 1994. I did the first boxing match in China in 1993. But yet these guys are going over there saying they're setting history, they're doing this, they're doing that. No. I did the history. The brawl at the wall in 1993, and of course the fights in Macau in 1994. Now last night, I'm not going to put this. I'm not too happy with the fact that they're running these cards at incredible hours over there, so you've got to be like an internet freak and watch all these different websites in order to see the results. And there's no video on them, nothing. So the bottom line is I wasn't all that happy with the fact that, you know, they run this card. And listen, Macau's cool. I've been there, as I said. But, you know, it doesn't work. There's 17, 18 hours difference. Anyway, Ron Estrada grabbed the WBA and WBO flyweight titles, 112 pounds, with a 12-round split decision over Brian Valoria, the Hawaiian punch. Of course, Brian over Filipino descent, 32-4, a 2000 Olympian, 19 KOs, Estrada now 23-2, 17 WACs, scores of 116-111, 117-111 for Estrada, 115-113 for Valoria. Suspect. Roman Martinez won a 12-round split decision to retain his title against number one contender Diego Magdaleno. Not too many people think Magdaleno lost this fight, but he did. 23-1, 9 KOs with scores 115-112, 114-113 on two cards. Magdaleno was up 116-111. Take that back on the third card. So Magdaleno up on one card, down on two other cards. Officially, it'll be a split decision. They will probably do a rematch on this one. And in the main event, the guys they were all talking about, this Chinese two-time Olympic gold medalist. I understand he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. Anyway, Zhu Shiming won a four-round unanimous decision over Eleazar Valenzuela. Valenzuela now 2-2-1, 1 KO, and a flyweight bout, 112 pounds. He showed good hands, but, you know, big deal. Big deal. Come on. And Wilfredo Vasquez, guess what? Got lit up last night. The former WBO 122-pound title holder. They call him WV2. Why? Because he's Wilfredo Vasquez Jr. Of course, his father was a WBA champion at 126, 130 pounds. But he's now 22-3-1. It was a give and take battle. It was a majority decision. Vasquez loses 95-95. That's even on one score, 96-93 and 95-94 on the other two. Ishimoto now 22-6, 5 KOs. Can't punch. If Vasquez lost to a guy that can't punch like that, what can I say? It's on you. Want to mention a little sadness in this. The hitman, the Zambezi hitman, Michael Norgrove, who's 5-0 with zero knockouts. Well, he lost, how can I put this? He collapsed after a match this week in London, and he died afterwards. He went brain surgery. He was only 31 years old, so our heart and prayers are with his family, just put it to you like that. Paul Spadafore was the winner. Paul Spadafore, the former IBF 135-pound champion, the man whose claim to fame is the fact that he sort of schooled Floyd Mayweather sparring in a gym about 10 or 12 years ago. Remember, I had them both on the show. You remember that? I had Paul and Floyd both on the same show and sort of dogged Floyd in to listen to Paul, and they went back and forth, and the fight never happened. But Spadafore was winner last night over Rob Franklin in an NABF fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Little Tower of Power taking this break. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen. Girl, let me tell you what you got to do. TCP so mellow, nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Yeah, the funky guitar, the main man, Jeff Samuel there, Pleasant Hill, California. That's what he calls home. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're talking boxing this segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guillermo Rigondeaux, who is he? Well, he's a Cuban two-time Olympic gold medalist, when I say he's a man, 122 pounds, 11-0, 8 knockouts, but the knock on him was he turned pro late in life because of those two Olympic gold medals, the fact that he had to do split from Cuba. He tried to flee from Cuba not once but twice. The first time he sort of got locked in controversy down there in Brazil when he decided he was going to leave Cuba, felt oppressed, this kind of stuff, and he stayed in Cuba and Brazil and ran up a $5,000 hotel bill, and then they sent him back to Cuba, so he had to defect a second time, and that's why he's, like, you know, an old dude now. I mean, he is. Nonito Linares is like 30 years old, and this young man is coming into the ring at 38 to 32 years old. He'll be 33 come November. So the bottom line is the clock is ticking on Guillermo Rigondeaux. Of course, as I said, 11-0, 8 stops. Nonito Linares, 31-1, 20 stops. The WBO 122-pound champion, the WBA champion. I mean, he is a champion at 122, with the exception of Mr. Rigondeaux. So we'll see what happens here. This is going to go down, HBO Championship Boxing from Radio City Music Hall. That's next Saturday night, the 13th. Got to be there as far as HBO is concerned, because I think this is going to be one of their better shows. This is one of their better fights on paper. Will it materialize? Will it become a super fight? As far as the television is concerned, the viewers are concerned, I think it's got a good, very good potential to be so. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Special guest next Saturday, Larry Merchant on the Boxing Hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, Saturdays and Sundays, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.